Just grateful to you for being here on this holiday weekend. I know a lot of people are out of town or having cookouts and parties to celebrate the Independence Day of our country. It's worth celebrating. And so we're doing a little celebrating of our own, too, today. And I am grateful to all of you for your attendance here in worship, your support of this congregation, and the ministry at Calvary. I want to extend a special welcome to visitors who are here today. We know each other so well that if you're a visitor, you kind of stick out like a sore thumb. And it is up to us to greet you and welcome you and make you feel at home so that you don't feel like you're sticking out anymore, that you're one of the family. And we invite everyone to be a part of our family when they walk in these doors, because that is our mission, is to bring more people to Christ. And so we are so happy to have you here today. Also, let us greet one another now with the peace of Christ.
And good morning, Calvary. We just love passing the peace, don't we? Coming here to the Lord's house on this Independence weekend, we are so, so grateful and so thankful and so very blessed. My name is Robin Stowers, and I will be serving as your liturgist for the month of July. And I would also like to welcome each and every one here today. And I ask a blessing on all of you to have a safe and exciting Independence weekend. Okay, so for our announcements this morning, if you'll notice, we have two carnations on the altar this morning on the communion table, and they are in honor of the little twins that were born to Rhonda Barlow, Grandma, and great-grandparents Lloyd and Marlene, who are not here today, but this is in honor of their precious twins that were born a couple weeks ago, boy and girl. Mason and Ella. Well, praise God for babies. Yes. Okay. The biggest announcement, now, you know, everybody, do your prayer and praise cards and do all that. If you are in need of prayer and if you have a praise, put those in the plate. And here's all the announcements for the week. So take your bulletin home and you'll know exactly what's going on. And what is not in the bulletin is Calvary is going to sponsor on Saturday, July 30th, an indoor yard and bake sale. Oh, boy, we get to go in the air conditioning. Oh, yes, that's a wonderful idea. And it's going to take place right in our fellowship hall and library. So that is Saturday, July 30th. Beginning July 8th, you can start to bring in your gently used items that you would like to donate. The week before July 30th, you may bring in big stuff. Okay, so you can bring your little stuff now, and then if it's big, you need to probably bring that the Friday before the indoor sale. Okay, anything that isn't sold will be disposed of after the sale, so please consider the saleability of the items that you want to share. Now, the bake sale will consist of homemade cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, brownies, muffins, and candy. And guess who's going to supply that? We are. That's right. There is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board in the hallway. And so be sure you put your name down and what you're going to bake. And if you add nuts, we ask that you would please put that on the package because some people do have allergies. So with all that said, we would like to thank you in advance for your donations and for your yummy baking skills, okay? Very good. Do we have any more announcements? Yes, ma'am. Oh, here comes the VBS lady. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, we are.
What that is that all the children, I don't care, neighborhood, grandchildren, anybody you pick up off the street, yeah, they have a favorite back-to-school outfit. We are going to have a red carpet that will be done in the fellowship hall. It's just to celebrate back-to-school. They need sideliners. And I do believe Ms. Robin has agreed to be our commentator. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. But we want to set it up on a high note for going back to school.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. If you don't know, that is Barbara. She is our chair for Children's Ministries. And I, for one, think she is doing an outstanding job trying to get wonderful things going on. And what a nice idea for having that style show so our kiddos can come in their little outfits. That, you know, my kids always put theirs out the night before. It's the only time they ever planned their outfit was the night before the first day of school. And so that's what we're wanting. We're wanting all our kiddos and our grandchildren and just anyone, you know, that would like to come here for that. And then they're going to have a little style show showing off their new backpacks and what they're going to wear to school the first day of school. And I just encourage everyone to come out and support that because the youth are going to be our adults one day. And so we need to support them in all that we can. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, very good. The altos? Sure, the altos can come and wear their new outfits. Okay, would everyone please get out their United Methodist hymnal and turn to page 6. Okay. We will be doing the greeting, and then we will in unison do our opening prayer. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The risen Christ is with us.
Praise the Lord.
And now let's go to our opening prayer. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
If you would stand and turn to page 696 in your hymnal, we'll sing America the Beautiful.
Children come forward. I know we have some children who are visiting with us, and they're invited to come as well. I want to ask you a question. What have I got in my hand here? Does anybody know how to use a yo-yo? Sort of? I'm going to try. You know how to use it? Okay, well, I'm going to try and see if I can do it. I don't know if I can or not, but this is going to... Come on up, sweetheart. You can come up and sit down right there. There you go. Or right there. There we go. Now, let's see if I can do this. Whoops. I knew I couldn't do it. All right, I'm going to try it one more time because I'm determined. I'm determined.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Is it a Duncan?
Yeah. What was that comment back there? Yeah, it's a Duncan. And it's red.
All right,
we're going to try this one more time. It's, you know what's supposed to happen, right? What is supposed to happen? It goes down and rolls back up. That's the hard part. All right. All right. Somebody else want to try it? You want to try it? Come up here so we can all see you. And you have to put this securely on your finger, all the way down so it doesn't fall off. Okay?
Pastor sabotage.
What? Did you hear? me help you get it wrapped up again. How about I wrap it up for you? Because you have to hold on to it to get it started like this. And then you can wrap it up like this. And try putting it down this way and then pulling it up like this. Okay, you going to try that? Look at me, I'm the expert. There you go. Hey, good job, good job. Anybody else want to try it? Who else would like to try it? Would you like to try it, sweetheart? Okay, we just have time for one more. All right. Here you go. Let's put this on your finger. Okay. All the way down. This is appropriate music to go along with this. Okay. Now, you try it. Turn it over like this. Turn your hand over. Put this in the palm of your hand and spin it down like that. Spin it, throw it down like that. And then it'll come back up. Oh, you did walk the dog. Good job. Good job. All right. All right. Well, I got this out for you today because one of the passages of Scripture, not the one we're going to read, unfortunately, but there's a passage in the Gospel of Luke where Jesus sends out his followers on a mission. And so they go out, and they don't take anything with them. They're instructed to have nothing with them, and they're instructed to go wherever they go and be hosted by whatever town that they're visiting in, and to spread the good news of Jesus and tell the good news of Jesus and God's love. And they come back at the end, and that's why I got this yo-yo out. It's because even though we are sent... we are sent to go outside the walls of the church, God always calls us back. I actually practiced this. But so what we're talking about is that we always return. Yeah. Sometimes we return. God sends us back, but we always come back home. Our true home is with God. And that's what we celebrate. We are wanting to give thanks to God that we are not only sent into the world, but that we return. Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. We thank you, God, that you call us home again after sending us out into the world. Because the world can be a tough place to be, and we can sometimes feel crushed and lonely and without hope. But whenever you call us back home and we return to you, we find new hope again because you give us everything that we need for our journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, everybody gets a piece of candy. One piece for everybody. There you go. There's too many choices, I think. All right. Thank you, sweetie. All right. Did you get your candy yet? All right. You want a piece of candy, too? You take that with you. You want to get one? Get a piece. Thank you very much. As soon as I get this yo-yo off my finger, I'm going to invite the ushers to come forward as we continue to worship and serve God with the presentation of our tithes and offerings. Will the ushers please come forward? All right. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful to you because of the tremendous gifts that you bestow upon us every single day. There are too many to count, but we come to you acknowledging, dear God, that we could never give you back to make up for everything that you have done for us. But everything that you have done for us is without price. And so we give ourselves to you in gratitude and love for the work of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
We're using the service of word and table from the United Methodist Hymnal for communion. And we're going to continue with the invitation and the confession and pardon, which is at the bottom of page 7 and the top of page 8, about halfway down. And the invitation, you'll notice, doesn't say anything about having to be a United Methodist, having to be, a particular kind of person. It just says all who love him are invited to the table. All who love God and seek to know about how God is active in your life. That's the only requirement. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be one of us. Everyone is invited to the table. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Let us pray together. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
There has been a change in our scripture this morning. So our first scripture will be found in the book of Deuteronomy, page 208. Oh, you have it on the screen? Very good, Bob. Thank you. Deuteronomy 10, verses 17 through 21. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them with food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, him alone you shall worship. To him you shall hold fast, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise, he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things that your own eyes have seen. Matthew 5, verses 43 through 48. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
I have had a choice this week to choose to preach from the lectionary, which is what I normally do. And we haven't done that for a few weeks because we had the Orlando shooting and then we had Fran. And I want to give my sincere thanks to Fran and all the youth who did the service last week while I was away with my parents at our family reunion. And so I want to give thanks again to Fran for all that he did. So it's been a couple of weeks since I've preached from the lectionary. Mine during the middle of the week, I started reading, which is from Luke 10. My mind has said, no, I'm going to preach on the Independence Day holiday. So that's what I'm going to do instead for us today. But just who constitutes a neighbor has been subject to much debate. From the beginning of time, you can see this question running throughout the Bible. Jesus, in the Gospels and the writers of the New Testament, to all those who have been created in God's image, is the extension of who a neighbor is. As early as Noah in Genesis, our God is portrayed as the one God who provides for the entire human family, letting the sun shine and the rain fall for both evil people and good. And as surely as the virtual distances between countries in our global village is shrinking, forces like globalization extend our neighborhood to even the furthest and most remote corners of this fragile earth, our island home. Images are streamed to us nowadays via satellite, and things happening on the other side of the globe we can know about seconds later. And tragedies and triumphs and discoveries, wherever they are to be seen in this world, the latest of which, of course, there have been Orlando shooting. We had one in Istanbul. And our own General Secretary of the Board of Global Ministries was at that airport during that attack and barely survived that horrific experience. And then there was an attack and some more people were killed. And we know about those things these days instantly, so our world continues. The theme of our scripture passage is that we are all sojourners on God's earth. And this is ever more important, especially today, to reflect on our nation's and contribution to God's ever-growing neighborhood. In the book of Exodus, it tells us to love the sojourner. Therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. A sojourner is one who lives or stays in a place for a period of time. The Bible understands this to be the most fundamental characteristic of what it means to be human. We are all here on earth just for a time. We are sojourners. We are all of us on our way, or we should be, to someplace else. We are all sojourners. For people of biblical faith, Abraham and Sarah are the matriarch and patriarch, signifying a life of sojourn, a journey from home to a homeland, which is ultimately the common denominator of who we are. The Christian church and Christ followers used to be known as followers of the way. We are people on the way to someplace else. Abraham and Sarah stepped away from the friendly confines of what was familiar into the new world of God's dream for them. In the cosmic sense, we come from God and return to God with this brief sojourn on earth as a kind of midpoint in what we refer to as eternal life. Jesus calls us in the scripture we heard today to be perfect, which in Greek means something like whole, undivided, or complete. In one sense, the perfection Jesus calls for is a call to treat other people in the same way God treats people, all people, in the divine realm. Jesus calls us to live in a new world of God's eternal reign, which starts now, not just when we die. And Jesus, in all that he says and does, proclaims this new world to be operative right now. Abraham and Sarah are exemplars, setting out from home to they know not where, allowing God to lead and direct them to a new world, a new home, a new life where even the old man and him as good as dead, according to Scripture, and a woman, even when she was past the age of childbearing, could become the parents of a nation, of God's people, more numerous, Scripture says, than the stars of the heavens and grains of sand on the seashore. As history would have it, this nation of Abraham and Sarah became the quintessential sojourning community, which is now distributed across all the earth. And by adoption, Gentiles were added to that nation through the mystery of the cross and the resurrection, a mystery that means to remind us that we too are sojourners on the way, called to care for others as God so graciously and generously cares for us. It takes little reflection on these core stories of our faith to find the stirrings that brought and continues to bring sojourners to this land we call America. A land founded in part by religious and entrepreneurial refugees from an old world seeking a new world. A land that, as it found its identity, became a beacon of freedom and liberty for people the world over. But the liberation of our forefathers came at a price for those already living in the neighborhood and for those we brought by brute force to work the land that gleams from sea to shining sea. And the land itself has been brutalized and gleams a little less each year we are here. It does not appear that we have been completely faithful to live out of whatever it might mean to become perfect as God is perfect. We're on the way to that as well, which is a very Methodist sentiment. We're all going on the way to perfection, but we are certainly not arrived yet. But so it is we gather to reflect and pray on this, our Independence Day. We gather to renew our commitment to become a people like Abraham and Sarah, a people like Israel, a people like Jesus, who remember who we are and whose we are. We are God's sojourner people. If we take this time to reflect on how we as a nation might use our liberty in accordance with God's gracious will, we will come to know the kind of faithfulness and hope that gave Abraham and Sarah and all those who came and still come to the shores of North America seeking a more true vision of God's purpose, the courage it takes to leave the realm of the familiar as we continue to step out and into the new world God has begun in Christ. We haven't reached it yet, but we are on the way. It was begun in the work of Christ, and we follow Christ wherever Christ leads us, with Christ, in Christ, and to Christ. Be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen and amen. We continue now in the service of worship with the Holy Communion you will find on pages 9 through 11 in your hymn book. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Following the choir, you will be instructed by the ushers on coming to kneel. And if you cannot come, we will bring communion to you. So don't feel like you have to come. We will serve you in the pew. But all those who can and feel called to do so will be led to the table to receive God's good gifts, which are prepared for us. Will the choir please come? It's okay.
Lest we forget, this is July 4th weekend. And God bless our active duty people out there, keeping us free to worship the way we want to. We've got so many that are right out of these pews right here, out there floating around and marching around, keeping us safe. There are those who say that we shouldn't bring it up. Not me. God bless them and keep them out there. Keep them keeping us free. Let's turn in our hymnals to 717. Let's sing verses 1, 3, and 5. Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men for his judgment seat. All me swift and sore answered, deep jubilant my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Verse 5, he is coming like the glory of the morning on the wave. He is wisdom to the mighty, his honor to the brave. The world shall be his footstool, the soul of wrong his slave. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Independence Day celebration this weekend. We do remember all those who are currently serving to keep us safe. It is a blessing to be a part of a congregation that has so many in active service. I pray now that you may go in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you. Now and always, go in his peace. Amen.